A confession. I often fall asleep in Shabbat services. I try not to, but the rhythmic cadence of the cantor's voice, the warm light, and the exhaustion of a long week usually win. But at synagogue recently, I sat wide awake, unable to shake a strange idea out of my mind. Because it was a weekday, I was sitting there in the audience with my phone in my pocket on do not disturb mode, knowing that it would be buzzing and beeping as soon as I walked out. In any other setting, it would be open on my lap, flashing emails and headlines, offering the endless digital noise that usually consumes my waking hours. My thumbs were twitching, but I sat there quietly, scanning the bima, the sanctuary stage, and settled on the closed doors of the Aaron Kadesh and its typical design, its two distinct vertical rectangles. As I looked at them, really taking them in, I realized that they represent a pause button. Two identical, side-by-side bars, holding everything still. It hit me then how perfect that decidedly unintentional design really is. Time in synagogue is a pause. In particular, Shabbat is meant to be a mandatory, hard stop away from devices, away from your daily cares, away from politics, and away from division. It's the one time of the week where the world is forced to wait while you step off the hamster wheel. Before it was a piece of digital interface, those two vertical bars were born from music notation, what is called a caesura, a symbolic instruction to take a breath. That symbol came from the realization that even the most continuous compositions require a moment of stillness. How fitting, our lives, too, are a non-stop composition, a loud and bustling rhythm that rarely gives us a moment to catch up. Yet here is the ultimate caesura, carved in wood and standing before the congregation. Inside those doors rest the Torah scrolls, the ancient story, the law, the connection, the primary reason we have been gathering for centuries. Yet, for most of the morning, we sit facing the closed doors themselves. We sit facing the pause symbol. If you could stay right there in front of the ark with the doors closed, knowing what's inside, wouldn't you want to push the pause button, too? In our world, everything is about play and fast forward. We play the next video, fast forward through the commercials, rush to the next meeting, and race toward the end of the week. We live in a culture that treats stopping like a failure. If you aren't moving, producing, consuming, doing, you're falling behind. But squint your eyes and look again at those two tall rectangular doors. The pause isn't the absence of action, it's a sanctuary in time. Those closed doors of the Aaron Kadesh force us to wait. They demand our patience. They tell us that before you can open the ark and receive the wisdom of the Torah, you first have to master the art of standing still. You have to be willing to look at the two bars, press your mind against them, and let the rest of the world fade into silence. Scott Harris is the founder of Magnetic Real Estate and the author of new nationally best-selling book, The Pursuit of Home, a real estate guide to achieving the American dream, from Matt Holt Books.